Hello, welcome to the Redbridge Talking Therapies podcast. My name's Amanda. I'm one of the high-intensity cognitive behavioural therapists. Redbridge Talking Therapies is part of the national programme, Improving Access to Psychological Therapies, known as IAPT. Our service is provided by the North East London NHS Foundation Trust. Redbridge Talking Therapies will provide additional support to our local community and beyond during the outbreak of COVID-19 with this series of podcasts to help you to develop your coping skills in these challenging times. In this episode, we have our guest speaker, Paul, who will be discussing how we can teach ourselves something new and the benefits of doing this for our well-being. Paul will offer you guidance in how to get started. You might like to grab a pen and paper now to jot the hints and tips down. Following Paul, I will provide you with a few further strategies that we use to help implement our plans and may help you to put your chosen learning project into practice. Now let's hand over to Paul.
Thank you, Amanda. That's great. Teaching yourself. I'm Paul, and I want to talk about why and how it might be important for everyone to teach themselves new things. But before I do, please be reassured that I'm not necessarily talking about formal study, which can be off-putting for many people with its connotations of success and failure. I'm talking about learning in its broadest sense. Examples might include teaching yourself how to knit, or to fix your car if you have one, or to learn a language. If you are into more academic pursuits, that's wonderful too. Think therefore of what gives meaning and purpose to your own life, and it won't take you long to come up with things which you would like to teach yourself. And try to leave any negative ideas which you may have about learning behind. We all have these, and we also have great potential which can be drawn out, if you let it. After all, the verb to educate means to bring out or to lead out that which lies within. So why teach yourself something new? Learning connects us to new ideas, skills, and to other people, and helps bolster our sense of well-being and self-confidence. Successful learning takes us out of ourselves and enables us to momentarily stand apart from the ups and downs of our lives. Cultivating a love of learning enables us to expand our understanding of life in all its infinite variety. Loving to learn enables us to appreciate that life is an adventure which should be lived adventurously. When done in the right way, learning's fun. Indeed, having fun is the key. As we all know, we learn best when we're enjoying ourselves. So make sure that whatever you decide to teach yourself is not a chore. As the philosopher Simon Weil said, the joy of learning is as indispensable in study as breathing is in running. This is so true. If we enjoy what we learn and use methods of learning which work for us, then we won't even realize that we are learning, and the results, both in terms of an improved sense of well-being and knowledge or skills gained, will be truly awesome. But in order to really enjoy learning and to learn in a way which satisfies us, it's important to practice self-compassion. What does this mean? In the context of teaching yourself how to do things, self-compassion means recognizing that we may not learn as effectively as we hoped, and that's okay. In other words, be kind to yourself. Keep going and you will meet your goals. Also, set learning goals which are manageable and therefore motivational because they give you something to look forward to. Finally, avoid comparing yourself to other people. We are all on a unique learning journey through life, so maintain your focus on what you want to teach yourself. Celebrate what you can do as opposed to what you can't, and your self-confidence, knowledge, and skills will grow. So to recap, identify what gives meaning and purpose to your own life, and then decide what you would like to teach yourself, which is consistent with your own values. Be kind to yourself. Sometimes learning can be hard, but that's okay. Set realistic goals which will motivate you to persevere. Learn using methods which work for you, but above all, enjoy. As someone once said, education is not the filling of a pail or bucket, but the lighting of a fire. So why not kindle that fire today and teach yourself something new?
Our special thanks to Paul for his time and advice on how we can teach ourselves something new. We hope that listening to Paul has inspired and motivated you to take up a new challenge. Let's turn our attention now to how we can put Paul's advice into practice and overcome obstacles that might get in the way. Are you all ready with the SMART acronym to goal setting? Let's break this down. S, ensuring our goals are specific. What will we do, when, and how? M, it's measurable. How will we know when we've completed it? A, it's achievable. Remember to set yourself a task that you can succeed in. R, it's relevant. This has purpose for you. And T, it's time-framed. When will you complete this by? Maybe it will help to share your goal with someone. Consider sharing your plan with someone who might give helpful feedback or be supportive and encouraging. Think about what you will gain from doing this. What might be the benefits for you? Perhaps keeping active with this task might provide some welcome relief from worrying or ruminating and allow you to practice being more in the present moment. In everything we do, there are costs and benefits. Would it help to create a list of these pros and cons to see how it might motivate us to push forward with our plans? Consider offering rewards to yourself in the progress you make with your chosen project. Recognising our achievements, no matter how big or small, is very important. If you find your motivation waning or unhelpful thoughts getting in the way, try to visualise yourself completing this. How might you feel? What might others say to you? Maybe consider someone you admire or respect offering you some helpful feedback or encouragement to do this. Whatever learning project you might now embark upon, as Paul says, enjoy it. From all of the team at Redbridge Talking Therapies, we hope you keep well and keep safe.